Heidi Xers, radio listeners, and all of you that just love listening to the radio, welcome to Market Scope, where you tape them and we play them. This month, we continue our trek with Tim Hendel.
And now we come to the first commercial station on the FM dial here in Huntsville, 93.3, The Possum. And would it surprise you if I told you The Possum was a country station? Actual call letters, WPZM. Actual transmitter, I think, is in Tullahoma, Tennessee, and studios actually in Athens, but it is a Huntsville station. The transmitter on 93.3 seems to suffer from some strange kind of interference and multipath distortion at many places in Huntsville, and so they have two or three translators around the Tennessee Valley. But they're definitely a Huntsville station. Let's see what the Possum sounds like.
93.3.
I just found the station, and I love it.
The Possum.
Give me a redneck girl.
Hot new country, 93.3, The Possum, along with your all-time favorites, too, like Redneck Girl from the Bellamy Brothers. There's one of your all-time favorites. 1050, Tex Carter, inside another long 50-minute music hour, and about to line up another one for you, too. Straight ahead, going to hear from Lori Morgan and Sammy Kershaw, their latest new hit. Neil McCoy, going to hear from Chad Brock, his big hit, and a whole lot more inside another long 50-minute music hour. And, of course, we'll have Bud Ford, actually, a little after 2 today. We'll have the poll qualifying for the Goodies 500 this Sunday morning, and you'll hear the race, too, this Sunday morning at 11:30 from Martinsville Speedway right here on the Possum. NASCAR Racing on the Possum, brought to you by Liberty National Life Insurance, Tullahoma, Howard Bentley, Fayetteville, Hazel Green Tire, Pioneer Equipment Winchester, and Larry King Mobile Homes of Huntsville. You join us this Sunday morning at 11:30. Martinsville Speedway is where they'll be. Goodies 500. You'll hear it right here on your official NASCAR station. 93.3, The Possum.
Kick the pollen off your feet and get to the top of the mobile home mile. 41A South Tullahoma, Tennessee. We're going to have a party Saturday night.
Today's hot new country.
And more of your familiar favorites.
And to prove it, here's another long
50-minute music hour.
And only from 93.3,
The Possum.
We're WPZM, Tullahoma, Huntsville, 93.3, The Possum. Now, with the most comprehensive continuing afternoon news in the valley, here's Scott Jackson.
Huntsville's skyline will never look the same. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center has been given the go-ahead to build a full-scale replica of a Saturn V rocket. Officials hope to have the rocket built by July 15th, 5 days.
When I can, I like to include a news item that gives you a little local flavor like that. Well, I think the best way to introduce Oldies 94.1 is with a top-of-the-hour ID.
You're an angel to me.
Oldies 94.1 is WWXQ, Trinity, Decatur, Huntsville. WXQW, Meridianville, Huntsville.
As you can see, what we really have are two stations linked together and simulcasting. One of them is on 94.1. The other one is on 92.5. And to tell you the truth, I don't really know which one is which, although I think the first one must be the 92.5 one. You can also see that neither one is exactly in Huntsville, although they both give pretty good receivable signals here in Huntsville. The 94.1 is a little stronger. What I don't understand is why they go through the trouble to run two stations, and yet on all the promos, as you will hear, they only promote 94.1. And they've been doing that for about a year, so it's not as if the management has some plan to sell off 92.5, or if they do, they haven't been able to sell it. It's often a mystery to me why radio stations promote themselves the way they do, and it seems to me if they're going through all the trouble and paying the power bill for 92.5, they'd want folks to know that it was available there also. Well, we won't solve that mystery, but we will perhaps hear a little bit about what this oldies station sounds like.
Time. Oldies 94.1 with the $1 million music guarantee. Give us $1 million and we'll guarantee to play any oldie you want to hear.
Oh, you tell it, man. You tell it. Oldies 94.1 WXQ Tennessee Valley, number one oldies. Hungry for that good stuff. Paul Revere on the Raiders. Mark Lindsay in there, too. You got smoking. Will he be good? Just kicking off this weekend, man. It feels good already. I know a lot of y'all still working, getting ready for the additions of the ride. Unless you called in sick and just said, screw it. Whatever. Great oldies out of the way. Little Eva, Smoker by the Stones. First chart hit for Neil Diamond, 1965, all by his lonesome. And Color Radar Weather, we'll check it out. Kind of chilly. It's Oldies 94.1 WXQ.
$5,000 to be given away. Get your share.
Crisis in Yugoslavia heats up. Stay informed on the latest developments with CNN Headline News on AM 1230 WBHP. For over 60 years, WBHP has been the news leader in the Tennessee Valley.
You don't need my
Oldies 94.1 WXQ, all oldies all the time. I am smoking. Will he be good Friday? Finally in the Rocket City. Just past three with Del Shannon.
As I walk along.
94.1 WXQ, all oldies all the time. Good morning, this is Bill Knight. It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:09. It's the Guess Who. Got no time. Oldies 94.1 WXQ. It's a groovy thing, baby, a groovy kind of love. Those are the Mind Benders, and this is Bill Knight. Good morning. Well, 60 Minutes, too, they've decided not to air an interview with Madonna, pop sensation Madonna, because, well, it ran too long. Guess apparently they asked her who she was dating.
Time capsule.
Hi, this is Bill Stevens, inviting you to join me for the next Time Capsule quiz. We'll spotlight the events and music of a mystery month and year from the past three decades. And then we'll see if you can figure out which one it was. So keep it right here and get set to play along with the next Time Capsule quiz.
Every weekday at 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 p.m.
And next we come to 95.1 WNDA, which is a Christian station. Unlike the two religious stations we've heard so far, WNDA is locally programmed. I don't know if it's locally owned or not. But they do originate a lot of their own programming. They have a morning show with two guys named Seth and Brian, who attempt to imitate some of the craziness and fun of your typical radio morning show. Although being a station with a religious bent, they tend to not have some of the risque stuff that you might hear on a Howard Stern, for example. They have some of your typical religious station recorded programs like J. Vernon McGee Through the Bible and Focus on the Family. In the morning show, they have some segments like Belly Busters, which is a comedy section, and I think they have quizzes, and once in a while they'll take phone calls. They have some contemporary Christian music in the afternoon and evening. And that's about all I know to tell you about WNDA, so let's listen.
This program cost approximately $50 per day to remain on WNDA. Please send your gift check today and call or write your favorite program and let them know you listen on WNDA.
The wall.
Go, go, go!
The pit. The challenge of the confidence course. We're the Army National.
Two guys can have a good time without having to cuss and talk dirty.
95.1 WNDA.
WNDA!
WNDA!
WNDA, you are my fifth caller.
Great!
Good morning, WNDA. Seth and Brian, you're number five.
Great!
Seth and Brian, weekday mornings on WNDA.
Clear weather overnight aided NATO aircraft in their attack missions.
That's the Date Adventure, Mark Lowry. It's a parody of Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, The Great Adventure, on 95.1 WNDA, today's best Christian music. Well, speaking of Stephen Curtis Chapman, here he is right now. This comes from his CD, Signs of Life and Only Natural, on WNDA. Tent Revival called My Guitar. That's the hidden track off their CD Open All Night. You have to go to the very, very last song and like fast forward like 4 minutes or something, and you have to get that. We saw him do it at the concert, and then we're like, oh, where's that song come from? So Richard Adams, our very own Richard Adams, found it. Go to the end of the CD, and you can hear it.
Sure enough.
I love the little kazoos in there. The kazoos are great. They did that concert. So.
That was so cool. Yeah, they did it at Big Spring Jam, too. It was awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
What church was it? Was it Faith Chapel?
I forget which church was putting it on. I'm thinking it might be.
Yeah, because I went to some church, and I don't remember what it was, and saw them in concert.
Yeah.
They're very good.
It was cool. It was very cool. I thought it was very, very funny. I did not even know that the song even existed. I thought, oh, it's something that they do in concert. It's not even anywhere on any CD. I don't remember anything about it. And everybody was requesting it because, you know, they asked, you know, is there a song you guys want to play? And everybody's screaming out, my guitar, my guitar. And I'm going, huh? I'm sitting there looking around going, I've never heard this song.
WNDA Valley Forecast.
For this afternoon, you can expect partly cloudy skies with a high around 80 degrees. Also partly cloudy for this evening with lows in the middle 50s. Then for tomorrow and tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, high of 77 and low of 57.
When I hear a weather forecast on Market Scope, I always wonder when it was done. So I'll tell you, that was done about the third week in April. And also, can someone please explain to me what that means about a hidden track on a CD? Well, I forgot to tell you one of the most interesting things that WNDA does. On Saturday afternoons, they carry the Texaco Metropolitan Opera broadcast. How many of you even have a station in your market that does the Metropolitan Opera? I can remember when that was on in almost every market. In fact, I think it was on a network. It seems to me it was CBS or ABC, although I'm not sure. Well, it certainly is pretty unusual to find it on WNDA, but there it is. And now we move up to 96.9 WRSA. A few years ago, we would have called WRSA beautiful music or elevator music, but that format has kind of expanded and disappeared at the same time, and so maybe we would call WRSA easy listening. Anyway, they have CBS News at the top of the hour, which is still a little unusual to find on an FM station, but here's what WRSA sounds like.
Beautiful 97 WRSA, good afternoon, 3:45, sunny skies all across the Tennessee Valley, 83 degrees in Huntsville, 84 Somerville, 84 degrees in Arab. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have CBS News, a complete weather forecast, and we'll check traffic for your drive home. It's all here on Beautiful 97 WRSA.
Don't miss the largest arts festival of the year.
Shops lining Whitesburg Drive. Hello, Whitesburg merchants will be given a portion of sales to benefit the Community Free Clinic. This is a new nonprofit health clinic for those who are uninsured. The monies will be used for medications and other necessities for its patients. Join them the first day of May on Whitesburg. A message from your friends here on Beautiful 97 WRSA.
WRSA, Decatur, Huntsville. It's 4 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
I really do like how WRSA got so smoothly into that CBS News without overrunning the little tone the way some stations do. Another thing that you would notice if we had more time to dedicate to each of these air checks is that WRSA seems to have a lot of local commercials. I don't know, that seems to me to be a sign of a healthy station. Well, if you listen very, very carefully, you could hear another station in the background kind of putting in a little modulation behind WRSA, and I apologize for that. I'm using a little boombox to collect these air checks, and what it lacks in radio quality, it makes up for in convenience. Now we're going to move up to 99.5, the station that I think was actually giving a little modulation behind WRSA because its signal is extremely strong here. This is WAHR. WAHR has a format that might in some ways be said to be competing with WRSA. I call it soft rock, but I think they have changed and are calling it oldies, although it's not oldies like WXQ was. It's a little more up-tempo than WRSA, but in some ways, a similar sound, and they have NBC News.
WAHR Radio 99, your oldies connection with music from Sheena Easton for your eyes only. Mark Hunter along for the ride this afternoon, and it's 4:25. Time to see if we can
find another winner out there in our Double Your Salary contest. Listen very carefully. We're about to announce the next winning phone number, and if we call out your phone number, call us back within 9 minutes at 534-9900, and we will match the amount of your salary for a week. Now, here's that WAHR Radio 99 Double Your Salary winning phone number, 996-4368. 996-4368. That's your number. Call me now. Good luck from WAHR Radio 99. You've got 9 minutes. WAHR Radio 99, always a greater variety of your favorites. I just can't let go. That's Ambrosia for you, 85 at 431. News, traffic, and weather ahead. Bonnie O'Brien and Nick Evans are in. And tomorrow is Earth Day. It's been going on for quite some time now. The Land Trust of Huntsville of North Alabama is going to be real excited tomorrow. They'll be there at the Botanical Garden on Bob Wallace from about 11:30 to 1. So, you know, if you're out and about, bring a brown bag for lunch. Join John Malone there for some free Pepsis. And look for Rocky the Land Trust mascot all morning long tomorrow. It's all part of the year of 99 with WAHR Radio 99.
All aboard for Railroad Bazaar. Whether you play rock and roll, country, piano, or gospel, as a
we'll
beginner
make the first
or
month's payment. It's a 39-month lease, 12,000 miles a year, with payments as low as $3.99 a month.
Good afternoon. I'm Bonnie O'Brien. In the news, the body of a man found in a Lincoln County, Tennessee yard on Sunday has
been identified. Winds out of the south at about 10 to 20 that day as well. It's 85 now in downtown Huntsville at WAHR Radio 99 with music from Elton John and Leanne Rimes. Oh, it's written in the stars. Hit all over this song, right?
Always a greater variety of your favorite music. WAHR, Huntsville.
CNN Radio News. I'm Ed McCarthy. Investigators are trying to tie up loose ends.
They used to have NBC News. I guess they've changed.
That's it for this month. Just a reminder, we're looking for people that want to send us welcome messages for the 2000 National Radio Club Convention. It's important to start now since we will be moving on to other things in the next couple of months. I'm looking for some liners to go between the songs. If you know of a morning show host, PM drive announcer, perhaps a famous radio person, a news anchor at your local TV station, or someone in the radio business, why not have them record a welcome message for us? The scripts are on our webpage at www.nrcdxas.org/convention, or you can have them faxed to the station, with their permission, of course. Here's a sample of what I'm looking for, and tell folks to feel free to modify the script in any way necessary.
Hi, this is Fred Richards from 101 FM WNRC. Like to welcome you conventioneers to the National Radio Club Convention. We hope you have a good time. Keep listening to radio, and above all, keep listening to your convention station. It's WNRC.
They should be with voice only, as they will trail over the end of a song and talk up the beginning of another. In a few months, you too will have a chance to welcome convention people in by a special number. But till that time, help us out by finding some folks in radio to welcome the members to the convention. This is Phil Wayne. I'll see you in 30 days with more Market Scope. And now, here are the musings to the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hey, DXers, this is Audrey Levine in New York City, but I spend a lot of time at my mother's house in Monticello, New York, in the Catskills. And my biggest peeve right now is that all of these stations are doubling up on their frequencies. For example, Oldies 92 at Scranton is now Oldies 92 and 100.1. And we have Oldies 97, which is Oldies 93.73 and 97.7. And my biggest gripe is that they're taking up room on the dial and preventing me from DXing foreign or out-of-the-market stations. And also, if anyone is listening from the Philadelphia area, would you please contact me at 212-614-8764 or write me at 451 East 14th Street, Apartment 3A, New York, New York, 10009. And let me know if you could DX some stations for me or send me recordings, air checks from that area, because I'm missing a few that I can't get anymore, and format changes. Thanks so much. Have a nice day. Happy DXing. 73s.
Hello there. Your sports editor, Ken Anischuk, here on Friday, May the 12th, with exciting news. Caldwell, Idaho native Larry Super Jack Lujak, 59, is coming out of retirement after 13 years of playing golf and spending a lot of ABC radio money on retirement. Larry will join Doug James as guest morning co-host on 103.5 WUBT Chicago starting May 25th on four consecutive Thursdays from 6 to 9 a.m. Larry will also host Lujak Double Flashback, a feature program highlighting his favorite Jammin' Oldies hits at 10:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. weekdays. He also signed an agreement through June to make special appearances on the station from his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And that's it for now. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry in Springfield, Oregon. First, I'm wondering about where I can get those books that you store cassettes in, like the After Darks used to come in. Second, I've read a review about the Blaupunkt Alaska car stereo, and it uses DSP to get big improvement on adjacent channel selectivity and cut down on picket fence effect. And I'm wondering, Fred, about what you think chances are of this kind of technology spreading to home units or portables. I'm not real optimistic because I remember a Pioneer tuner that used DSP, and this was back in like 84, and as far as I know, it never caught on or spread. So it seems like it would have, if it did catch on, it would have an effect on LPFM.
Hello, fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I was very interested to hear that rumor coming out of Calumet City on the last tape that WMAQ might be going all sports. I hope they do. That would be a wonderful thing because that station gets up here very well every night and sometimes in the daytime with a little bit of luck. I'm wondering, thank you, too, to the man in Chicago for recognizing a tip that I gave him about some baseball announcers. I'm wondering, did Herb Carneal retire from the Twins yet? He was a very fine announcer. I'm sure Mark Dernberger would know about this. I would be happy to hear from any of you, either by phone or by tape correspondence, or since I am visually impaired, if any of you want to write me a letter in Braille and we want to talk about the radio hobby or country music or sports, traveling, things like that, glad to hear from you. Fred has my phone number and my address, and you folks are welcome to correspond with me. I'd love to hear from you. And again, I hope to come to Lima to the convention Labor Day weekend.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And to answer some of our questions on the Muse, what about those cassette albums? Well, what about the National Radio Club's Publication Center? That's headed up by Ken Chatterton up in the backwoods of upstate New York. Ken has a lot of interesting material there and also supplies such as blank cassettes, the cassette albums, and also publications on antennas, how to build your own loop antennas, and a lot more. You just need to contact him for a catalog and information. How do you contact Crazy Ken? Well, it's very easy. You can either hop in your car and drive up to upstate New York. Better way is to write to him or give him a call. Ken's address is Post Office Box 164, Mansville, that's Mansville, New York, 13661. And his telephone number is area code 315-387-3583. The best time to call is after 10 o'clock in the morning and up till about 8 o'clock at night or so. That's Eastern Time, and no collect calls, please. Ken's last name is spelled C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N. And he can give you all the information on all the different items that we have at the Publication Center, which, as I said, is located in a rustic little cabin in upstate New York. How far upstate? Well, they call people in Albany Southerners. Moving on, in radios with DSP. Well, I'll tell you what. DSP has really taken off in the recent years, and it is widely available. The technology is there. It's just that they're not placing it into a lot of receivers.
You know, and it kind of goes back to a conversation I had several years ago with a receiver manufacturer about why they could not take the design of a radio such as the Sony ICF-2010 and incorporate that into an in-dash radio in your car. Basically, I got a blank look from the person who was in charge of their R&D lab. An FM receiver, take for example a nice receiver like a tabletop tuner that you'd put on your stereo system. I mean, you have the buttons there to go between stereo and mono. How hard would it be to put in SCA? Doesn't seem like it'd be hard to me. I mean, just a few more components. But why they don't do those things, I'll never know. Anyway, the technology is there. It's just a matter of badgering some of the receiver manufacturers. And I'll tell you what I always do. I come up with some ideas for products and designs. A lot of times I'll just scratch myself out a little note and stick it on the front of my computer monitor. And then when I'm filling out a warranty card for an item, I'll send that idea into the manufacturer. And that's the only way that you can get some of these ideas on the table. And hopefully somebody at the company will recognize that there's a market for that. And with that, that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Now let's turn it over to Ken over in the Windy City.
Every minute of the world's playoff hockey.
Where the Wolves won the game 4-1.
WKFR Keener 14 presents.
Back here this month with some interesting news, and on I think it was Don Wilkerson who mentioned on the musings. And I think I should pass along some current information for you. As of Thursday morning, May the 4th, I got this column, which I merged into another one from Jim Kirk in the Sunday Tribune, April 30th. WMAQ AM station manager Georgine Herbert and news director Mike Krauser have done a lot of work in recent months to fashion programming middays that's different from WBBM 780. Thanks to longer in-depth discussions with Kathy Vollmer and Chris Rowling and the midday newcomers, Jan Coleman and John Dempsey in afternoons, WMAQ is establishing a different kind of news radio, but these efforts may be for nothing. CBS Corporation, which is WMAQ's owner, most likely has to sell a Chicago radio station, like WSCR maybe. So the talk around WMAQ last week was that just maybe CBS boss Mel Karmazin won't dump the WMAQ format as long as it's profitable. Duncan's American Radio Incorporated said WMAQ billed about $20 million in advertising last year, up some 9% from 99, putting it among the top 15 stations. WSCR is estimated billing $9 to $10 million. Of course, WMAQ is benefiting from red-hot media advertising market that has station bank accounts filling up, and some of the overflow from a sold-out WBBM has found its way to WMAQ, where there is more room for advertising these days. But WMAQ's format days may be over or numbered. Last week, Viacom and CBS cleared a hurdle for completing their merger. And as I read in the Tribune on May the 4th, the merger went through late Wednesday. CBS must sell one station before the end of the year. So there's time. Ratings really don't matter much to all the sports radio. WFAN 660, a CBS station, has been the nation's top ad billing station for 5 years in a row. Last year, it had $67 million in advertising in major markets like New York, Boston, and San Francisco, where a powerful signal broadcasts an all-sports station. The ad community is willing to pay top dollar to reach the targeted male demo. Still, CBS isn't one to walk away from money. At some $20 million a year on WMAQ coming from Bear broadcasts alone, many inside WMAQ hope it may be enough to sway the corporate types into keeping the current format. And finding itself in full battle with AM 1000, WSCR 1160 has found it hard to be as profitable as an all-news station with other cities with little or no competition. Still, there's talk around WSCR last week that a problem of a move to 670 is coming. Many staffers are already complaining about the problems they may have paying for loop parking. And the wonderful thing about radio is that sometimes things don't always work out the way people expect. WMAQ is still the long shot. Continuing. Chicago Winter Arbitrons came out on April 26th. I thought you'd be interested in it. Number one, Black Adult, WGCI 107.5, was 7.5, up 7/10. 2, 720, WGN 6.4, up 3/10. 4, 890, WLS 4.5, about same as last time. 7th, tie, 780, WBBM 3.6, up 2/10. Way down to 21st. 850 WAIT standards, 1.7 down 2/10. And the voice of the Bears, all new 670 WMAQ, just 1.7 down 3/10. 25th, Gospel 1390, WGCI 1.1 down 2/10. And Local Sports 1160, WSCR 1.1 down 5/10. 29th, ESPN Radio 1000, WMVP 0.8 down 1/10. People must be watching the Sox on TV. 30th, Spanish on 1200, WLXX 0.7 up 2/10. Black Talk 1450, WVON the same. And 33rd, 95th, 950, WNTD Radio Unica 0.6 up 4/10. Our old friend that John Bowker put on the travelogue that I'm sure all of us enjoyed, WIND Radio Tremenda, 0.6 down 1/10, and I sure enjoyed the IDs that John put on for this month. And finishing up here, Arena Football got their labor stoppage settled, and they're back to playing. The U.S. Basketball League just started play recently, and they'll be playing in several cities across the United States. And in Major League Baseball, some of the announcers that I forgot, I finally found them in Baseball America Almanac. And I'll do it quickly. St. Louis on KMOX, Jack Buck, John, okay, and Mike Shannon. New York Mets on WFAN, Gary Cohen, Ed Coleman, and Bob Murphy. Montreal on CKAC, Jacques Doucette, Roger Brulette, and Alan Chantelay. Enjoy it. It's the only one you can hear. LA Dodgers, KXTA, Vince Scully, Rick Monday, and Ross Porter. Houston on KTRH, Milo Hamilton, Alan Ashby, and Bill Brown. Florida Marlins, WQAM, Joe Angel and Dave O'Brien and Tom Serrani, 1140, Philo Ramirez. In Cincinnati, it's Marty and Joe is back, as usual. In Arizona, on 620, it's Tom Brenneman, Gary Schulte, and Rod Allen. In Tampa Bay, on 970, Paul Olden and Charlie Slows. In Seattle, on 710, Dave Henderson, Dave Niehaus, and Ron Fairley. New York Yankees on 770, Michael Kay and John Sterling. Kansas City on 980, Ryan Lefevre and Denny Matthews. Detroit on JR. Okay, I got that last time. Baltimore on 1090, Jim Hunter and Fred Manfra. And Anaheim on 570, Mario Mpemba and Darren Sutton. And you're loaded this month. See you next month. Take it away, Fred.
Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service. There's nothing else quite like it.
On our science and technology section, let's talk about a receiver and the Dayton Hamvention. Let me set the stage. It was Saturday morning when I picked up Kelly Prescott, KE4LJG, and we hopped in the car and went to the Dayton Hamvention. Now, if you're an amateur radio operator or just love geeky toys, Dayton is the mecca of civilization for that kind of stuff. One of the nicest surprises we had at the Dayton Hamvention was meeting up with DX Audio Service members Dale Ham and Dave Marthouse, as well as Dick Truax and several other people who were affiliated with the radio hobby. As Kelly and I walked around the different exhibits, we saw a lot of neat things, but one thing really kind of excited us. It was the Win Radio. You see, the Win Radio is a radio which comes either on an ISA card which plugs into your computer, or it comes in a box which can be addressed using a serial cable. We talked to Tarek at Wind Radio about this receiver.
The Wind Radio is a computer-controlled receiver. It's available in two different forms. The first is a plug-in ISA card that plugs inside the PC, and the second is an external device that sits outside. And you can connect that to the PC with either a serial cable, which means you can use it on a laptop or a desktop, or a PC card, PCMCIA. The external versions are good because you can also run them on non-Windows-based machines. So, for example, Macintosh or Linux or something like that. And we actually have a lot of requests for that as people are moving away from Windows. The beauty of a computer-controlled radio over a conventional radio is that you have the PC, which is very good at repetitive tasks, doing those for you. So it can be scanning, waiting for a signal, and then when the signal appears, it could record or to automatically download a weather fax or something like that. So good at, you know, unmanned tasks or repetitive tasks. Also, the computer can scan very quickly. We have a scanning speed of about 50 channels per second. So, yeah. And also the user interface, rather than being limited to small knobs, which quite often have dual functions by holding down a second key or something like that, you can have a very graphic, very visual interface, which can then also be tied in with access programs. So they could be speech, or you can have an enlargement program to make the icons or the buttons larger on the screen for someone with low vision. So it makes the product more accessible as well.
Well, being that we are a broadcast band DX club, the obvious question is, what about the AM performance?
The sensitivity on the lower frequencies, and particularly in the broadcast band, is very good. And combined with a good external antenna, you'll have no problems with pulling in stations from your immediate area, from distant, and even from overseas.
Anyone who has operated an AM radio near a computer knows that the computer tends to spew off RF all over the broadcast band and other frequencies as well. So what kind of problems could you expect with a radio which is in a computer?
The number one asked question, everybody says that, you know, you cannot possibly put a very sensitive receiver inside a PC. And you're right, normally you couldn't do it, and you're finding that with your Sony, which is a very good radio. What we've done is we've designed the receiver with that in mind. So we have some very good filters on board, some microstrip filters, and we have a heavy shielding box that actually surrounds the RF section. So really the only way noise is going to enter the system is through the ISA bus itself, where the receiver is connected. And we have a proprietary way of talking to that bus to eliminate noise. And with the external units, the only way a noise signal is going to enter is through the actual case itself, and that's a very heavy box. I mean, the thing probably weighs about 3 kilograms, maybe 7 pounds, something like that. Or through the antenna input on the back. And you can eliminate the noise coming in through the antenna input by using, you know, heavy grade coax and having your antenna away from the PC. So it means don't sort of mount your antenna right next to your PC. Just put it, you know, 2 meters away or something like that, and that will be good enough.
As I mentioned at the start of this feature, the Wind Radio comes in two flavors, an ISA card which plugs into your computer's motherboard, and a separate receiver, a black box, which is approximately 4 inches wide, 2 inches high, and 8 inches deep. There's a serial connector on the back end, which then goes to the COM port of your computer. So, which radio is the best bang for the buck for someone like us?
Well, in actual fact, all of our radios will do it for you. The user really has to decide, do they want an internal radio or an external, and do they want the enhanced frequency range of some of the other radios and all of the bells and whistles, for want of better words, that the other models offer. But all of our radios will offer broadcast reception.
And the big question, how easy is it to install?
Okay, the unit that you're looking at there, we refer to it as a low-cost receiver. It's the Wind Radio 1000, and that's actually an internal version, so it's a 1000i. There's no IRQ required or DMA, so it's not going to conflict with other devices you might have in your PC. And install the software, and it's ready to go.
Now, you obviously need the software, which is your software?
Yeah, it's our software.
Okay, so you load the software, have the card in, and you're pretty much set.
Yeah. And in actual fact, we make our software available to third-party developers. So if you have a person who may want to develop their own interface or their own control for the radio, that we make that available.
I was impressed by this radio, but obviously we didn't have a chance to test it at the Dayton Hamvention. So I guess I'll just have to go out and get one. Kelly and I believe that although the external version is more money, it has more practical applications and more bang for the buck. For example, Kelly is blind and the Windows software would be a problem for the internal ISA version. However, if you recall, Tarek mentioned that the external version could be addressed via serial control under a number of different platforms. Kelly is very proficient in Linux and has ASAP working on his home computer with a spare COM port, so the installation should be a snap. On the other side, I prefer GUI or the graphical looks of Windows, so my use is also satisfied. You know, the more I think about this unit, the more I can see some interesting applications. Suppose you install this on a Linux-based system and set up scripts for recording times and frequencies. Instantly, you have an air check machine that can operate 24/7. Now, suppose you have this connected up, and instead of feeding the audio to a WAV or MP3 file, you have the output looping back to a computer, which is running a copy of Real Audio Server. The computer and the Wind Radio could be here in my office, and a DX Audio Service member from some other part of the world could, through the internet, surf what I hear in West Central Ohio. Now, keep in mind that the architecture of this radio is a full-coverage receiver, so there is not only AM, but FM, public service, amateur, just about everything else you can get on a normal Sony ICF-2010. You know, I'm kind of excited about this unit, but in a future report, we'll have to see how well it performs in Vobey's Den of RF, otherwise known as my studio with over 7 sound editing computers all running at the same time. If the Wind Radio can stand up to that sort of abuse, then I will be really impressed.
WNRC!
Let's take a look at the 2000 National Radio Club Convention, which is going to be held over Labor Day weekend here in Lima, Ohio. I'll be your host for the convention along with wife Debbie, also daughter Connie, son John, and surrogate son Phil Wayne. The location for the 2000 convention will be the Hampton Inn, which is located at 1933 Roschman Avenue, that's R-O-S-C-H-M-A-N Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45804. That's at the intersection of I-75 and State Route 309. The hotel's telephone number is area code 419-225-8300. Fax number is 419-225-8328. To book your room, call the Hampton Inn and tell them that you're with the National Radio Club and that the code is NRC. That's NRC, as in National Radio Club. If you don't give them the special code, the room rate may be higher. The special convention room rate is $69 per night. There is a block of 24 rooms until August the 19th. Rooms are blocked from August the 31st until September the 4th. And due to several events in Lima, I urge you to book your rooms early. Don't procrastinate, because as of right now, we have just about half the rooms already taken by convention people. So if you wait till the last minute, you might not get a room at the Hampton Inn, have to go to the hotel next door, which is a lot higher, or to some other location in Lima. So book your room as soon as you can. The convention registration is $35 per person until August the 19th, and you send that to us here at the DX Audio Service. After August the 19th, or if paid at the convention, the convention registration is $40. Convention registration includes all the beverages for the weekend, snacks, and the National Radio Club banquet, our special picnic dinner from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Friday night, sponsored by the editors of the DX Audio Service in the hospitality room, continental breakfast is provided for the Hampton Hotel registrants at their spacious breakfast area, and they have over 28 items for your selection. Want more information on the convention? Well, just simply go to www.nrcdxas.org/convention, and you'll have all the driving directions, maps, pictures of the hotel, pictures of the room, pictures of the breakfast, and a lot more. Schedule of events include our convention registration starting at noon on Friday, the DX Audio Service Editor's Picnic starting at 5 o'clock on Friday. We kick off new this year, a scavenger hunt, and we'll have details that will be released on Friday, and you have until Sunday to come up with the stuff. 5 o'clock on Saturday, we will have our National Radio Club Convention group picture, dinner at 6 o'clock, the business meeting at 7:30, and the auction at 8 o'clock. We'll also have the travelog recorded on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, the National Radio Club quiz, and then Sunday we pony up and see who wins the scavenger hunt. When you do get to the convention, be sure to pop it on 1610 AM and listen for our little carrier current station, WNRC, which will be providing information about the convention and all kinds of neat stuff. And hopefully some of you will even have the chance to partake in WNRC and be some of the voices and people behind the project. So we hope to see you at the 2000 National Radio Club Convention. And don't forget what Ernie Wesolowski has said, that they're moving the convention bidding process up this year. So if you would like to bid for the 2001 National Radio Club Convention, you need to get that information to Ernie as quick as possible. If you have any questions, his address is on side one of this tape. Contact Ernie quickly. Get your information in, and then you can bid for a 2001 National Radio Club Convention, or perhaps even give some information for 2002. We'll consider all that information. But we'd like to make a selection for the 2001 convention at the 2000 convention here in Lima. Well, that's it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'd like to thank all those who have made this edition possible. That is Jerry Starr, John Bowker, Bruce Conti, Mark Durenberger, Phil Wayne, Ken Honestchuck, Kelly Prescott, Steve Cartwright and the boys down at the Dayton Hamvention, and the many others who have contributed to this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you like what you heard, be sure to tell a friend. If not, be sure to tell me. I'm Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My last name is spelled V-O-B-B-E at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. You can contact me at area code 419-228-4199 or fax 419-221-1609. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv@nrcdxas.org. That's fredv@nrcdxas.org. On the web, we're appropriately at www.nrcdxas.org. Now, if you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, and we sure hope you will, it's very easy to subscribe. If you live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and guess what? You get to keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. Well, for all the editors and the members, we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Hope you come to the convention in 2000. Remember to listen, DX, and support the radio hobby. It's great to listen. 73s to all. See you in 30 days.